Joanne has arrived.
Oh, did Joanne? Are you connected?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd better double check. Since the other day I didn't. And you weren't.
That's right.
Somebody else.
Betty.
Well, I did hear that Betty's with us.
How come we don't get the music anymore?
Oh, wait, I heard it just for 30 seconds, and then I think somebody clicked in about the same time we did. Anybody else want to say hi?
Morning.
Good morning. You got a different voice for a Friday morning, guys. Because Monty isn't, had something that he was doing today. So anyway, he did send me an email. I thank him for that. And I will on email. I just had another interesting day. Every day is an interesting day, or at least it should be for everybody. But some are more interesting than others. When you get to cross paths with people that have been in your past, especially kids you've assisted at different times in your life, it's even more fun and rewarding. And you learn how other people, when you get mixed up in the community a lot, you learn how other people appreciate it or don't appreciate it. No, it was all, everything I heard was positive yesterday, and it really reminded me the, one of the things that I wanted to just comment in passing is, and just in talking with Joanne just, you know, a few minutes, two or three minutes before I came on the call, how important it is to be connected to your community, how grateful we are to have the freedoms we have, and how we need to get back to what it used to be. I know, let's not talk like fogies, but let's talk about the principles that the country was founded on. And community and sharing and all the things that, wonderful things that we do automatically in NECAN, but it needs to be stretched far beyond NECAN. And the things that we can do with the people around us, I guess, is what I'm really trying to emphasize in brief and short. And I hope you had that kind of a day yesterday where you were able to reach out to other people because of what we're blessed with. And, you know, remember what the holiday is all about, our freedom in this country. And it was, has arrived of it yesterday, well reminded because of being in the community here and just thinking and running into people that had left the community in for 10 years and then just recently came back and are calling out for assistance. Hurting people yesterday was a huge part of what I saw with the multitudes that were around in our, within our reach, just, you know, because of the big event that was done right here in the community. I guess one of the larger ones in the state. I don't know what kind of a number they draw, but it was huge. I watched, and man, I almost had to walk. I almost could have walked home from the distance. I could have walked home from the distance easily that I saw people parked, and I've got to check my speedometer because I was looking at, you know, how long the string of cars were along all the roads that led to the top where the function was. Here out here in the community, how far people were willing to walk. So, anyway, anybody have any comments about their day yesterday?
I went with Mindy to pick up her produce yesterday, and I asked the guy in charge how much of it is organic. He really is on top of things with so, I mean, I was impressed with him. He goes to multiple farms in the area. I think he does a 75-mile limit. And they may not be certified organic, as we've talked about on the call, because of all the red tape you have to go through. But one guy, he was telling me, who has apples, and instead of spraying them so that the weak ones fall from the tree, he hired, I think he said, high school kids to go out there with brooms to knock off half the apples on the tree. And then the area surrounding the trees he uses, like, for compost. I mean, really, this guy is really with it. And I said, you know, I said a comment that came out of my mouth a few years ago that I never thought about, didn't even realize it was coming out of my mouth, but when I was at one of the grocery stores here, talking to one of the guys who was working there, a young kid, and I said, you know, in my day, nothing was labeled organic because everything was. I said, And I said to this guy, how did this all happen? Guess what his one word was? Monsanto. Thank you.
I was just going to say, was it Monsanto?
And he said they started in the 50s. I said, really? That long ago? Scary.
I heard that someplace else just recently, and I don't know whether it was, oh, it must have been something on the internet or something Denny read to me, one or the other.
Well, I said, how do they sleep with themselves? He said, very easily, on your money. I said, I said, but everybody's eating this, including them. I said, that's probably true.
I don't know that it is, because I remember hearing on Monsanto, now maybe it wasn't on, I mean, on Monsanto, on Oz, that it was about the drugs, actually, but same difference, you know, in one respect, just the principle of some of the things that are put together. Well, I'd never give that to my children.
Uh-huh, right, yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, you don't know what they're aware of, especially the ones that would be in research. Now, the ones that are just ignorant and choose to be ignorant, that's a different subject. It's pretty hard to be ignorant now because of so many people speaking out. But still, it's going to happen.
Sure. Well, even Jamie, who just came back from Indonesia, Thailand, and Cambodia, said that Monsanto is over there also.
Yeah, did it originate here in the States?
I thought so.
For some reason, I was thinking it was Japanese, but I don't want to blame the Japanese with that by any means.
I'm not sure. Sure.
Okay, that would be one to look up and see. Anybody's got a computer handy or sitting at it that's on a later time zone than I am. I haven't gotten there yet. It would be fun to Google, where was the origination? What country did Monsanto originate in? Or what area? What city? I don't know where they're grounded, founded. They probably don't want anybody to know. Protect themselves.
Know.
Maybe they're underground even.
Hmm.
Anyway, well, that's interesting that's what you found, and you know, you're going to find that with a lot of growers, they apply the principles even if they're not certified, on paper, by the government to be organic. And that's where getting to know the people especially if everybody has a community around them. We don't need to say that. I don't care whether you're in the city or where you are. You still got a community around you that's within, you know, a walking distance, let's say. And, or stretched a little further if it's like country like where we are because we're so far apart. But, it's just really interesting, and especially even connecting faces with, people that know of you or know of your family because of things that have happened in the community when you're connected. And that is something I really appreciated because one of the gals I was connected to I hadn't seen for years and years and actually had been with us in NECAN, way back at the beginning. And she is so destitute for help, so destitute. She explained her job situation. And she says, you know, I probably wouldn't have done it much different than the owner of the business did to me after, I don't know, it was 37 years or something. And she said, but you know, when it comes down to it, if he had just known a little more, he probably would have placed me someplace in the company because she said, I know how much he respected me. She lost her position. Position has still not been filled. But she says, I think probably most of the workload was divided up between his three children that he'd spent millions on in educating, literally, she said. And I know that for a fact because she saw the checks and all. She said, I think he would probably placed me in another part of the company just because of my integrity, my work ethics, what I had done at the business and for the business, because she said, I know he did not dislike me. But she says, I know for a fact it was obvious that his children needed well-paying jobs and he could move them into positions, consolidate different positions, and I was out of a job. And she's been applying. She says, I applied to 63 different places, and she says, I've never received a call on one of them over the last 2 years. And she said that, you know, she said, the only thing going against me is my age. Not my performance, not my ability, not my credentials, none of that. Is strictly my age. And she says, I can match to any younger person they want to put me up because of what I learned. Now, isn't that sad?
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have to put your age down if you don't want to, your correct age? Because supposedly they're not supposed to be able to discriminate you because of it.
Right. But yeah, and see, I think, well, I don't know whether you put your social, I don't know what all you put on your resume. Anybody know for sure what they put on resumes or what's really looked at or required? Well, her years of experience with Shelley Upsey, too.
Well, but the latest thing is that for somebody who has been with a company for 15 years, you don't go back beyond that.
Okay. But she probably does because of her years. I mean, she could say I only had 15 years at that company, but that wouldn't be telling the truth.
Well, no, you just put that down. Companies aren't interested in what you did when you were 10 years old.
No, but if you had, you know, 3 or 4 other jobs that were in totally different fields, I think they would be.
I don't know. You know, you have to be very select. Resumes have changed. I know that.
I have to ask her because I am going to get with her after next Tuesday. And she's very excited about, just about us setting down because we had a lot in common and she's just been through a lot and back. So I'll have to ask her. Maybe it's in just rewriting her resume.
She hasn't heard back in her. There's, you know, that's a red flag for me that something's not right on her resume.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Now that you say it that way.
It's a long time to not hear from anyone.
So 15 years is the standard, huh?
Oh, I mean, I don't know if there's that it's set in, but she needs to talk to somebody about how to clean up her resume, I would suspect. I don't know.
Okay, okay. Good point. I'm going to write that down right now. So
yeah, there are people online that will help you compose a resume.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, most companies want you to apply online, and they did a show, and I forget who did that one, one of the daytime talk shows that did that, showing that if you do the resumes online like they want you to do, a lot of times they never even get to the company. The computer system or whatever sorts them first, which is
bad. Huh. Okay, good thought. Thanks, Anita. Okay. Well, I took food with me to the fair yesterday that I sat at I got out of there about 9:30 last night and made a quick run home to check on things that were my yogurt that was developing in my dehydrator. I had not done that before, and I'd done one batch, and I knew that I messed it up, and so I did 2 more batches late the night before and stuck them in the dehydrator and ran home to check on them and a couple of other things. But overall, from about 12:30 until 9:30 last night, when I got my exercise in and walked, oh, probably a couple of miles from one end to the other and around it, one that I took, Betty, was your edamame rice salad. Oh my goodness, was that good. I had to do a couple of slight modifications. One was, oh man, what did I use instead of the wasabi paste? Oh, I know what I used. I found some wasabi seasoning that goes in rice, Japanese blend. And I used that in the vinaigrette, but the other thing I didn't have was the green onions. I had to modify and do the red onions, and it just, you could hardly see them because I minced them so fine and did cut way back on the oil, which I think is what you said you did too, right?
Right, absolutely. Yes. Oh, I think
I put about a tablespoon
in that.
Huh?
I thought the red onions would be delicious in that. The next time I make it, I thought that's what I'd use.
Yeah, the only difference was that it would have been more green and the whole thing would have been green and white or green. I used basmati rice in it because it was handy. It was right in front of me in a jar. I thought, well, I'm going to use that. So that brown basmati rice and use that for my rice. And then, but that was, you know, and it doesn't specify, it's a long grain one anyway. It didn't specify that. Oh, and I did not have time to throw the avocados in the next morning, yesterday morning before I left, so I didn't have the flavor of them, so that would only make it. And I think
Loretta
has arrived. I'm sorry, I didn't hear who just came on.
Loretta.
Oh, Loretta, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Did you have a good, weekend, or a good fourth?
Yeah. It was awful hot, but it was good.
Oh, ours was cool. It was just perfect. It couldn't have been better for a full outdoor event. I was grateful for that, but we had been in really hot weather, so, and it's going to be mild for the next few days if you need a report for Portland, Oregon.
Oh, okay.
And a hot tea kettle. I was just saying that I did, Betty's recipe that she put on the blog, which really reminded me that I need to follow through with the blog and make just a few minutes every day to go in there and update things.
I didn't realize you had a blog.
That is, well, I don't, but Steve Kofoot has done it at lifestylesupport.org. We'll take you right in there, and you'll see in bold letters that there's a blog
now.
Lifestylesupport.org, our regular website that he's had for recording.
Lifestylesupport.org.
And in there it says blog, and then it says to go to the bottom of the page for the most recent, I think. Anyway, it's well spelled out. And
okay.
You can leave comments on there. And we can also post our recipes on there that we've covered during the day. And, yeah, so I'm very excited after I got in the swing of things here. I'm just a little bit slow on the uptake of putting some new things into what I do on a routine basis because I never seem to get done what I've set out to do during the day. So anyway, I'll give you rave reviews on that recipe that's already there. I didn't get my red lentil hummus, and I know I'm sure Jeannie put that one on already, didn't she? Or do you remember seeing it, Betty?
I think I saw it.
Okay.
Think she already has it on.
I made your
chocolate sauce. The pudding sauce?
It is like a pudding. It was thick, and I said maybe I should thin it down a little bit, and somebody's dinner said, no, thick is better. So we dipped strawberries in it. It was good.
That was with the avocado?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Good.
And
yeah,
I also had I always have those little chocolate, my go-to chocolate with the cocoa, honey, and coconut oil. And those are much darker than the one with the avocado. The avocado kind of spread out the color. So, and
uh-huh.
It wasn't as bitter chocolate as the candy ones are. So next to each other, they were definitely different.
Oh, and you dropped them in, into the pudding?
No, no, no. I just had a plate, you know, I took the plate out of the refrigerator, and anybody who wanted it, the disc could have that also.
Oh, no, you made them out of, you mean? Linda Morse. Has arrived.
Two separate things.
I'm sorry, Nancy, is that what you meant? You said you made the sauce out of, or the...
No, 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 I made the sauce from your recipe.
Yeah, but what did you use for the chocolate?
They both use the Hershey cocoa. I used the Hershey's cocoa in both of them, but the discs were much darker and richer, you know, more towards the bitter chocolate taste than,
okay.
Although not bitter, you know, they're not, but it's a darker chocolate than the, with the avocado that actually mellowed out the color.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it was lighter in color. But they were good. It was good to, you know, and in fact, Murray, I said, why don't you dip your strawberry in the chocolate? He said, and lose the taste of the strawberry?
Well, good for him. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm surprised with that comment.
Yeah, that's good. No. That's great. One other thing I discovered, if anybody has an interest, I also made this was horrible. I hate to admit this. Not thinking about what I was doing, I was looking for something to take up that would be something the kids might snack on, and that was the cashew brown sticky rice dessert. Which meant I had two cashew things, but people took one or the other usually when they were sampling, and I had several people sampling food out of my little cooler. I just put it in big glass quart jar, dropped it down on the ice packs, and you know, just when people stopped by and they said, oh man, I don't eat out of these booths or something like that, I'd say, oh well, I got something in here if you want to try it, and gave them a sample of it, and they, you know, liked it. But that was fast and that was easy, and I know that that's not one that's been on there either, and so I can refer back to that in putting, I'll make a note here, cashew sticky rice, because it's easy, and it's, when Vance looked down, he said, oh, hey, Addie, get out of the chips, no more chips. Just here, look what Grandma's got for you. And he switched her over to the cashew sticky rice. So anyway, we had a great time. I'm trying to think. I don't think I did. I know I've done some other new ones back, but we're getting, oh, I know what I wanted to say. Looking at my stack of recipes on the easel here that I've got to refile. Healthy Caesar dressing. That's in the Eat to Live book. As far as I know, I'm the only one that subscribed to Furman's recipes annually for $39 and all kinds of other information, Joel Furman, M.D. As I said before, I've really got my money's worth, but what I've discovered was that he had all the cookbooks listed in there, and here comes Danny with a whole crate of... half a row. We've got a crate of raspberries. That means that we've got four times the, on one side, we've got four times the amount he just brought in. What am I going to do with four crates of raspberries right now with full freezers? Oh, dear. Great problem to have, huh? And,
I'll be right over.
You'll be right over. Oh, they're beautiful. And I, you know, the sun came out, and of course they're a lot sweeter, and you just have all these changes, and I put the word out. Nobody showed up to pick him before he got up this morning to do it or even called. So, anyway, he's out there picking them. Our son will get some of them, but he'd rather they come in and pick them than us pick them for them. As you can probably guess, that's not our job. Anyway, I can list the recipes off of there very easily and add them to the blog. So I will do that with the Healthy Caesar dressing recipe that I absolutely love. The other night I made it and it was late and that was my snack. I did have something to eat once again before I went to bed, which I'm trying to totally not, well, not right before I went to bed, but later in the evening. Of course, I was up later. And, that was my healthy snack. I used the, Caesar dressing recipe, and then I used my brain's going too fast, faster than my tongue. I haven't had my drink yet. Romaine lettuce and chunked that up into large pieces. Didn't bother to tear it, just stacked the leaves and went down through them. And then I put the Parmesan cheese that we make on top of it.
Loretta has left the conference.
That was so fast and so simple and tasted so good to me. And I have such an abundance of romaine lettuce right now that I could eat that every night for lunch or dinner, every day for lunch or dinner,
and not feel like I was overdoing it. And, you know, there's really nothing in there that's not on the very clean list. So just another idea or reminder, because we've talked about that before. You guys have, that are on the call all have the recipes, and I'll get them down on the blog ASAP now that I've gotten a start on it. So, last-minute questions, we're up to the...
One of the things that Mindy got yesterday looks like a great big onion, but the stalk coming off of it is a coarse half-inch wide stem, or three, or whatever.
Okay, go in and look at a leek. It's straight up and down instead of a big bulb on the end.
Does a leek taste oniony? I tasted the green, and it tasted oniony. Does a leek taste oniony also?
It is. It's the onion family. Is it straight up and down, Nancy, rather than have a big bulb on the end of it, like an onion? I mean, it's not round like an onion.
It is round like an onion.
But I meant like a ball. Is it like a ball, or does the stalk come up about the same dimension as the...
Long stalk off of it that's coarse and a heavy green thing that tastes oniony.
Okay,
I didn't expect.
What I want to say is, does the end of it that has the root end, does it show a root end on it?
Yeah.
Okay, is that about the same diameter all the way up or close to before it branches out with the leaves? Instead of being a ball, a leek is straight up and down. It's like a green onion. You know how a green onion is straight up and down?
Right.
Doesn't it? Huh?
No, it's a ball.
It's a ball. Okay, then it's not a leek. I've never seen a leek that had a big ball on the end of it. A leek is straight up and down, so I don't know what you've got.
I didn't see it until she brought it until we got home again yesterday. So, you know, I said to the guy, you really should label these. He is so busy. You know, he thought originally he was going to do it on his whatever. He said, I haven't had time to do anything. He delivers 3 days a week. So, you know, he's just...
But
so
you
busy.
Went to him instead.
Hmm?
Right? You
what?
Went to him instead. You said, okay, you were talking to him, so he came and you were there for the delivery?
Right, I went to pick it up with her yesterday, yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't see what she was getting. I only saw, I took the two bags from last week that actually turned out to be, oh my, what was it? Oh no.
If the top looks like an onion and the bottom looks like an onion, it must be an onion.
I've never grown onions, but I thought that the top of an onion would have been not so coarse. Is it a thick, coarse off the
string? They're tubes. You know what a green onion looks like?
Yeah, I have those.
The other onions are the same way.
Oh, okay, then maybe it is an onion. I guess I've never seen an onion with all this attack.
It gets bigger and heavier as the onion gets older.
And you can eat both the top and the bottom, right?
Yeah, as long as the top's tender, I would eat it.
Like maybe in a stir fry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've never seen... How big was that ball on the end of the onion?
It's a big size. It's
about
a fair...
3 inches in diameter?
Probably at least. It's heavy.
Okay, usually the tops aren't that tender when they get that big.
Yeah, how about a stir fry?
I've never put them in when they were that big.
Okay.
I mean, if it's tender, go ahead and do it. Of course, there's no problem.
Yeah.
It's just that I don't know that it, you know, with being that big, it would be tender. Chew on it. Did you taste it?
I cut off a little piece just to see if it was oniony, and it tasted oniony.
Yeah. Well, what is the bottom? You haven't cut into the bottom yet. The bottom looks like an onion.
Oh, I left
it. Yeah. I'm sure it's just an onion family.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. No, no problem at all.
I'm learning
I kept thinking,
that I've never bought before.
Well, we've grown most of them in the garden, that's why I'm saying it, but I've always let the onions, we always bend the tops over and let them go. Now, sweet onions, like Walla Walla, see, I've never grown them, and those would initially come with the top, but by the time you get them at the market or the grocery store, the tops are all cut off just for convenience of handling them.
Right.
Packing them. And so, you know, I don't see what or have access to the tops of them because I never grew them. that those onions, I'm sure, again, you know, I keep repeating myself, I don't mean to, but there should be no problem with them. It's just how tender they are and easy to, you know, to use. But, yeah, they're, when you say coarse, I'm thinking, you know, stringy coarse or something like that. But if
it's not stringy, it's just heavy.
Anybody else have any experience with raising large onions and using the tops off of them?
I haven't, because my Huey is send them over and let them dry off. I was going to say the difference, main difference for the tops on leeks and onions, the leek would be a flat leaf and the onions are a round, hollow tube-like on the...
Yeah, they fold, the leeks fold into each other and you have to handle them differently because it, the soil gets down into the folds and you need to cut down through the centers of them, open them up, and then rinse them out, or else slice them and throw them all into a colander and rinse it that way so that you can get the dirt, the, and a lot of times they're grown in more sandy soil. I mean, that's the way I've seen them do it on TV. I didn't know to do it that way, so I chopped them in rounds and then threw them in a big bowl of water and swished them around so they broke up and then drained them. But
and leeks wouldn't get big at the bottom either. If she's got
right,
a big, if you've got a big ball on there, then it has to be an onion. And then I was going to say on those two, dirt gets down between the tops and the base too. So unless
you
want to,
you're right. I've seen that. Thanks for that reminder.
Now, the other two things from last week that I took to identify because I had no idea what they were bok choy. And did you know that you can freeze that?
I would think
the
Just like spinach,
I would imagine.
The greens separate from the white part. Because
I've never
separated. And it takes longer to stir. Although I would think out of the freezer, they probably take about the same. But the greens take a little bit less time to stir fry, so you put those in later.
I think the bottoms cook up really fast, because I've used the baby bok choy so much, I guess that's probably why.
One of them is a baby, and one of them is a more, is an older one.
Yeah, the bottoms really cook up fast, because they're all water.
Okay.
They're not like a carrot or anything that's got any density to it.
Yeah.
At least all the ones I've had that were in the bok choy family, and I've had, and some of those in that family are very strong flavored, but they don't look, they're not white.
Mm-hmm.
They're an even green, in that where the bok choy has a white stalk.
Yeah.
Right, Nancy?
Yeah, they're white.
Yeah, okay, well, different forms of bok choy with different Asian names are not going to be as white, and they're going to be more like a seasoning than they are a vegetable.
Oh, wow.
Found that out.
Wow.
With the flavors, a very strong flavor.
Right.
So.
And I'm correct that you put carrot tops in your smoothie, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Done that many times, just like
the
dandelion.
I found them. And I was surprised, because didn't we, not that long ago, hadn't I heard that you're supposed to cut the tops off carrots immediately? Because otherwise you're pulling the sweetness out of them.
I don't know. Didn't know that one.
I thought I heard that one.
Don't know.
That's a
and
good
then,
question to ask. Ask the computer.
She got some beets, and I roasted some vegetables last night, and the beets were delicious.
Yep.
All right.
Jess, you really had all this kind of stuff in your garden when you had a bigger garden.
Oh, sure. I'm going to turn the whole side yard into a garden for them.
No, I thought previously where you lived, you raised more gardens.
No, this is a bigger. In fact, another problem he's having now is that there's a worm that's in the cabbage. Anybody know what to do with that?
Yeah, let's see. Organically, what do you do, Onita? I haven't had it for a while.
I don't know. I quit raising cabbage because the worms wanted them worse than I did, so...
I was thinking this morning.
Make sure when you see it happening, you can tell by the top of the plant very easily. You can see it happening. You pull up that plant. What it does is strip all the feeder roots off the cabbage root, and the cabbage dies anyway. The plant dies anyway. If you pull those out, there's something you can put in the ground. I know that discourages them. But But the, you know what? The broccoli, organic broccoli, will often have worms in it also. And I don't mind. They'll float out. All you have to do is put them in water, and they'll disappear. So.
Yeah, well, some on the cauliflower leaves, you said. But I was wondering if you sprinkled pepper on them. Somebody said maybe put eggshells around them because they don't want to cross the eggshell.
There's a little white butterfly that lays the eggs on those, I think.
Okay. That won't work.
I was going to say, some guy on TV was advertising a book on natural stuff, and I would say he was talking about diatomaceous earth for everything. So
that's what they used in our car for the bed bugs, I'm almost sure. Huh. Interesting.
My husband with the little white butterflies getting the beans, too, and he just sprays them down every time, either that or if he sees one, he goes out with his little net and tries to catch the stupid things.
I didn't know they came from white butterflies, so I've seen them around. They're on my back porch all the time, so.
I thought.
Anyway. Well, guys, we're way past the time. We're still on a holiday weekend, so we can be laid back a little bit, I guess. But thanks for all your input. If you've got any, did that answer your questions, Nancy? Because you were
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can question that sweetness with the carrots, because I don't cut them off when I get them a lot of times that have the tops on them from the organic grower, so I will, that's why I want to know, so.
Anyway, I'm almost sure that I had heard that several months ago on something I was watching.
Well, I'll go in and see if I can't verify it, so.
But
anyway, guys, thanks for all the interaction. This was fun again this morning, and it's a learning curve, isn't it?
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thanks. Yeah,
you too.
Glad you liked the recipe,
Pardon?
I'm glad you enjoyed the recipe.
Oh, I did. Thank you very much. It was great. Sharing recipes is one of the best things about everything that happens on this call, as well as information. We have to eat. We might as well eat good, and we might as well feed our body the way it's going to be the healthiest. So why not? Anyway. Goodbye, and I know that Vance has a call lined up for tomorrow, and it's on the new comp plan and the new changes that the company made. So if you missed the kickoff call, make sure you get the info. You just might have somebody in your background that or in your community that needs some extra income and would love to know what we know, and the timing is great. So anyway, see you tomorrow or next Monday.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.